We are now live on Burst with a modern love story. Here in the drama is Warhorse of Tinder.
Oh my god. I can't wait to be part of a Tinder sphere. Let's get this profile started. Let's see. About me. My name is Copenhagen. I'm dark brown. I like long walks on the beach. A good sense of humour and working out. Which is ironic because I'm not a warhorse. Okay, I'm interested in horses and males. Ovs. Oh my god, emphasis. Here's to finding my soulmate. No, too young. Too straight looking. What is with that mane? OMG, yes. Marengo. What a nice name. Let's send him a message. What should I say? Hi, Marengo. I've never written a message like this before. You probably get hundreds of them, and this one might never arrive. I have seen pictures of you. You are literally an oil painting. Maybe we're distant cousins, even. That doesn't matter for horses, of course. I'm only 2 and you're at least 12. But it also doesn't matter for horses. Anyway, people tell me I look older than 2. I am a racehorse. The word nightmare always makes me think of lady horses that want to seduce me. Lady horses, or mares, are always trying to seduce me. They don't get very far. Maybe you are only interested in lady horses, brackets, mares, close brackets. But when I saw your pictures, my equine gaydar pointed due south, wink. I hope you reply. Copenhagen. Kiss, kiss, hoofprint.
My dearest Copenhagen, what a rare pleasure to receive a message from a frisky young thing such as yourself. You are quite mistaken to believe that I am the recipient of many such overtures. The pasture of fame is a lonely one. I am moved that you have written to break my isolation and with such rare enthusiasm. At 14 hands, 1 inch only, I am technically a pony, though I am taller than that with my mane fluffed up. This has put off suitors in the past, and I will understand if you are among them. Now, this is all terribly serious, and you a mere lad of 2. I do apologize. Your lively manner appeals to me greatly. I cannot say how greatly. With warmth and hope, Marengo.
Oh my god, hi. When I got your letter, I was like, oh my horsey god. You are amazing with words. I had to use a dictionary for excommunicated. Don't worry, I'm not stupid. It's just that I've always had to put book learning second place to my athletic career. Racing is bloody amazing. It's all I've ever wanted to do. But it's a difficult environment for me to be a gay horse with testosterone everywhere you look. Thank the horsey god again that I am not 1. Also, don't worry. I am not a size queen. Smiley face. In fact, my first was a pony. He was called Twink. He told me that I have a very strong tail, which is something gay horses use to do something it would be impossible to describe how nice it is to humans. Horse heaven only knows what tricks you could have learnt in all your years of experience. It makes me excited just to think about it. Anyway, you were so honest about your size, I must be totally honest too. However hard I train, which is bloody hard, quite frankly, I do not have a great turn of speed. I'm really stressed about it. Anyway, it was amazing to hear from you. I'm literally pawing the ground with impatience of dreaming of your reply. Love, C. Kiss, hoofy print, kiss, kiss.
My dear Copenhagen, my heart leapt like a fallen spring when I received your last message. I confessed I was filled with apprehension lest news of my, shall we say, vertical limitations were to prove insurmountable to you. But it would seem you find them quite mountable indeed, so to speak. I blush to write such a thing. It is not my custom to be so forward, but I dare say that you inspire me. I would rather be poorly written and well understood. Of course, best of all is to be well understood and well written. And thus my thoughts turn to you, your youthful vigour, dear Copenhagen. Do not worry that I will get hurt. It is the risk and the glory of combat. Also, I have heard some excellent bio-oils for reducing the appearance of scar tissue. To picture your lithe young fetlocks pounding the turf causes me quite the distraction. Yours, very distracted indeed, Marengo.
Oh my God, Bay! The racecourses of England are muddy and wet, and the racehorses of England are... No! I wonder how we will ever meet since I am a racehorse and you are a warhorse. I was honoured that you were able to confide your insecurities in me. It is an important moment in our relationship. Luckily, you are grey, so no one will ever notice that you are old. Sassy horse emoji, 100 emoji, 100 emoji.
Esteemed Copenhagen, I was a little confused by your message, as I don't have any insecurities, but I am glad that you feel you can share all of yours with me. I dreamed of you last night. We were racing together. Clearly in my dream I flattered myself with unrealistic fleetness of foot. Your ripe muscles were pulling taut the skin of your hindquarters. Your lush tail was swishing, and oh, the movement of your strong, provocative legs. But at that moment I awoke, and I have not had such a dream since I was a heady colt. Brigad that you were a racehorse, you with your most excellent bottom. Although we are in different countries, and I have never met you, and I'm not entirely clear where you live, I will protect you. I promise it. Yearningly, yes, yearningly, yours, Marengo.
Oh, again, that was a live drama production of Warhorse of Tinder here on burst.co.uk. Our actors were Kieran Thompson and Jasper Grinling. It was produced from an adaptation of Warhorses of Letters or something, and the script was adapted by myself, Alison Blaze, and Olivia Beasley.